Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Our ways of life. Last week we talked about capturing some of the moments over the year of the things that we talked about and the things where we experienced. And I want to say that, you know, that I think it's been my life experience that, you know, no matter what happens, life is going to go on. Life is going to happen, whether we're here or whether we're a million years from now, it'll happen, it'll keep going. And how we choose, you know, to live and the things that are going to happen, you know, are up to each and every one of us. And how we keep our ways and how we keep things going. You know, this world isn't the same as it was, you know, 1,000 years ago. It's not the same as it was 900 years ago or the same as it was, you know, 50 years ago or even 10 years ago. It's changing and it'll keep changing. It'll keep going. But the one thing that we can't lose sight of, you know, is our Earth Mother. We must never, ever, ever lose sight of her and what she has given us and what she has for us. Like I said, there's 8 billion people on this planet right now, on this Earth Mother. And she provides for all of us and whatever else she has to give, you know. But we can't keep polluting it either and dirtying her up and making it dirty. Because at one point, you know, she's going to shake and shake us all off and start anew and do it again. And then what? Where are we going to be? Who are we going to be? Like I said, you know, we aren't the same people as we were, you know, even 1,000 years ago, 2,000, 10,000, we're not the same. You know, we keep changing. And I think she's trying to teach us something. She's trying to teach us how to, you know, advance out into space and to move on and to go out and explore. And she's trying to teach us those things, you know. You know, the sun will only last for so long, and it won't be here. And so, you know, it's been alive, what do they say, 4 or 5 billion years now? And it'll burn out, you know, in so long of a time. It won't last forever. And during the course of that time, you know, we appeared here. And we're here, and we're growing, and we become intelligent, and we got to keep going. And pretty soon, you know, we'll continue on. Not that we'll find, you know, a new planet to take on over, but, you know, we'll be in unison. And once we leave here, you know, once the sun burns out here, you know, and it's no longer here, and this earth is no longer here, you know, a couple billion years from now, you know, what are going to happen to the people that are going to be here? Yeah, We got to start preparing for those things now. Well, we still can. Well, we still have time. Yeah. And we still have a place. And we still have each other. And yes, we are intelligent enough to help each other. But we got to help each other. That's the key. And we got to take our lessons that we've learned. That is also the key. And we can go to the stars. Or return to the stars, whatever you want to say. You know what? Is that where we come from? Were we planted here? That's another theory. Yeah. We have to get along. We have to learn to help each other. And take the lessons from the Earth Mother. And keep her clean. Keep her good. And she'll be good to us. And we'll have plenty of time. Plenty of time to discover ourselves. And plenty of time to discover her. And the other mysteries she has to teach us. And how to put it all together. And take off. And be with each other out there. So I know that it's not far fetched, you know. You can't honestly believe that we're the only intelligent beings in all the universe. That's absurd. Absurd to think that, you know, that there's not other beings that are out there that are more highly intelligent than us. And you know, whether they're good or bad or whatever, you know, that's for us to observe and us to discover, and how we reach the stars ourselves and take off from here and discover all those other extra things out there. I mean, we're still discovering our own planet, you know. Did you know that the water is like covers 70% of the Earth, and 90% of it is still undiscovered? We haven't even discovered that part yet. So there's still lots to discover, and lots to think about, and lots to do. We don't even know all the beings that are on the planet yet. And all the plants that are on the planet yet. They're still in the jungles, that places that we haven't even discovered yet, that could help us. So, anyway, thanks for tuning on in. And this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Arbor. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.